This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Join me on this little thought experiment here. You'll be glad you did. It's fascinating. This is Mike Adams, by the way. And imagine if we were describing a country. Let's say you and I were writing an encyclopedia entry for a country. What is it called? The country Narnia. How about that? From the Chronicles of Narnia. But in this country, the central bank counterfeits fake money, fake currency, to pay people to stay at home and not work. And those people take the free money they're getting, the counterfeit currency, and they go on to a platform called Narnia Robinhood, and they use that money to bid up the price of about five stocks. And then the leader of that country points to the rising value of the five stocks, the corporate stocks, and says, see, the economy is good. Even as millions of businesses are going bankrupt, Main Street is being crushed, and people are unemployed in huge numbers, and most people are unable to afford to pay rent or home mortgages without the ongoing government subsidies. Now imagine that country, and I'm not even done yet. Imagine in Narnia, they also spray toxic poisons on the food supply just to make everything toxic. Imagine in Narnia, a healthcare system that's designed to keep people sick. Imagine in Narnia, vaccines that are deliberately engineered to spread infectious disease to create demand for more vaccines, right? Imagine in Narnia, they're having an election and one of the candidates has dementia and has no idea where he is or who he is and cannot speak, not even with a teleprompter script, can't engage in a debate or a live broadcast without being cut off for being unable to talk. And that's supposed to be the leader if he wins the election of Narnia. Now also imagine in Narnia that the leaders of the cities and towns in Narnia, they eliminate the police and they side with violent protesters who are setting fire to buildings and vehicles and assaulting innocent people and assaulting cops so that the cities are overrun by violence and criminality. And the mayors and governors cheer it. And they say that it's all peaceful as buildings burn to the ground. And imagine in Narnia, the media, the mainstream Narnia media, says that violence is called for by the rioters, that the media sides with the violent rioters because they say they're opposing fascism, even though there's no fascism except for them. And imagine in Narnia that you lose your job if you simply state the name of the president. Imagine in Narnia being targeted and pulled out of your car and beaten on the street, bleeding out on the street because your skin is white. Imagine in Narnia, if you're a male, you're told that you're born in sin, that you're born as a bad person, or because you're born white, or God forbid, a white male, that you're born in sin, and that because of the way you were born, you should be punished and oppressed by society. And then imagine that those who are carrying out the oppression claim to be opposed to oppression and opposed to racism and bigotry, even as they are acting like racist bigots. Imagine in Narnia that those who claim to defend tolerance are the most intolerant people of all. Those who claim to be inclusive go out of their way to ban and silence and deplatform and smear everyone with whom they disagree. Imagine in Narnia that people carry around magic wands and wave those wands over their crotches and claim that a biological man can transform into a biological woman and can then join the high school wrestling team so that men can beat up women to the cheers of parents who give the male winner trophies for choking out women on the high school gymnasium floor. Now, you don't have to imagine any longer, obviously, because in this thought experiment, Narnia is the United States of America. We are living through this Orwellian nightmare, this insane, radical, left-wing thought police nightmare. We're living through it. We're watching it unfold by the day. And for many years, people like myself have warned that this was coming. And of course, we were called alarmists or conspiracy theorists or doomsday whatever. And now, the situation is so bad that prominent progressive intellectuals are raising their voices and saying this is totally insane. John Cleese from Monty Python, who is a progressive liberal, has come out and said, essentially, this is totally insane. We're being dictated to by a bunch of crybully snowflakes. The linguistics academic Noam Chomsky has come out and said, this is insane. These left-wing authoritarians are going to destroy society. J.K. Rowling, the famous author of children's books, has come out and said that biology is real, and she is therefore attacked and slandered and threatened by radical lunatic leftists who say biology isn't real, that a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, and there are an infinite number of genders, and anybody can magically change from one gender to another at any time. And also in this Narnia, by the way, I forgot to mention that the government tells people that they must wear masks, but the government exempts government employees from wearing masks, because that's exactly what just happened in Washington, D.C., by the way. The citizens are told, you have to wear a mask or you will be fined, but government workers are excluded from the mask mandates. Is this because they believe government people cannot spread the coronavirus? Is the coronavirus magic, kind of like LGBT thinking? Can the coronavirus turn itself off when it infects someone who works for the government? Like if you get a paycheck from Washington, D.C., the virus decides to shut down? I mean, it's beyond insane. This is the world in which we are living. And the voices of sanity and reason are blacklisted and deplatformed and demonetized. Stefan Molyneux, who I interviewed, by the way, on Brighteon.com, he has been banned and censored. I've been banned and censored everywhere. All the voices of reason are being banned and censored so that the tech giants give more power and position to the voices of insanity, because those are the voices they want to amplify. The more insane the voice, the bigger the platform they're offered. And Twitter will give a voice to the communist Chinese media propagandists, but will deplatform American citizen Trump supporters, because Jack Dorsey is a communist treasonous traitor, of course. So this is America today. It's more fantasy than the Chronicles of Narnia, if you've ever read those children's books. But the reason I mention all this is because there is a place where you can go and find sanity. It's my website, naturalnews.com. Read the articles for free. We don't have a paywall. And you can go to brighteon.com and you can see videos from thousands of other channels. Most of them are sane. Most of them are very informative. So check that out, brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. And I will do my best to continue to bring you news and analysis about reality. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.